John 17:2, Jesus is praying to his Father in heaven on the Mount of Olives just before he and his disciples cross over the brook Kidron and go into the Garden of Gethsemane, where he will be arrested and ultimately crucified to a cross. Having acknowledged the hour had come, he says in his prayer to the Father concerning himself, saying, "Since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him." Two things that are of great value and importance to the claims that Jesus makes in those words. First, he has authority over all flesh. Think about that. The risen Savior has authority over you and me. You see, we do not belong to ourselves, but Jesus is the ruler and the judge over our lives. Now, this is good news for those of us who have been forgiven of our sins and have been placed into him by the Father. He holds us safe. Now, it's also important, though, to remember that he has authority over all flesh. That means even those who reject him. The difference being that this is not good news, but rather a fearful expectation, as he will judge them according to their sin, which only means condemnation. Jesus claimed that. Now, the second truth or claim Jesus makes here is that all who are his are a gift from his Father to him. This is the best news ever, because not only is our salvation freely given to all who believe, but all who believe are given as a gift from the Father to his Son, Jesus, with whom he is well pleased. Now, let me ask you a question about this gift. What or who can take the Father's gift away from his Son? Nothing and no one. That's how safe you are in Christ. Until next time, let brotherly love continue.